coronavirus pandemic has upended the way we work and interact with colleagues. It's reduced our time together and caused some to reconsider living in overcrowded cities. But as people get vaccinated and when lives in Milwaukee return to a new normal, what will that mean for our environment? Ling Tianhu is a professor and chair of the Urban Planning Department at UW-Milwaukee. She spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about the resiliency of cities and how she thinks our environment will change following the pandemic.
So when you think about how the coronavirus has really upended our day-to-day lives, what are the changes you might want to see to the infrastructure in Milwaukee and beyond?
I expect cities to be very different in their looks and probably in their functions in the future. I believe and everybody expect that working from home or what we call telework will stay here and like what we do right now. And cities will stay because cities are very resilient. But I want to draw in some of the research that I did pre-pandemic. So before COVID, I did some research on telework. And what we found is that telework does not really reduce travel, which means that people still use the time or the money they saved from not going to work, from not traveling to work. They use that money and they use that time for other types of travel. So they go to visit friends a lot more. They have a lot more social events. They go to do entertainment trips. In other words, telework does not really reduce with going out, and it helps with our work-life balance. So overall, what it means for cities in the future, and all those buildings and neighborhoods will need to be more flexible. And by flexible, I mean probably right now we have a large office building, we have a restaurant, we have a separate retail shop. Probably in the future, the use of the spaces can be transformed very easily. So it could easily be an open office. It could easily be a retail shop or probably a gym or a daycare. So that really depends on the needs, and the cities need to be agile and flexible. So that's what I mean. Cities will look and function very differently in the future.
But you think that cities will remain largely part of the picture and that their resiliency will come through?
Yeah, that's what I expect. And I think during the pandemic, we all realized that how important we need to interact with people, with open spaces. So even right now, we do not travel, we do not social, but we found that actually people use the trails and public parks a lot more than before. That's just the very basic needs for us to interact with the natural environments, to interact with other people. After pandemic, after we can travel safely, our cities are where we live, needs to have a lot of functions to satisfy our social and our needs to interact with people. And that's what I mean, then the cities need to accommodate all these different functions.
So besides that flexibility, what are some of the other changes you think we will see moving forward to our environment?
I talked to some of the architecture faculty in terms of the change of the spaces. What I imagine is that some places are modularized. As I was saying, so these individual modularized spaces could be office building, could be a retail shop. But I was reminded by my architecture friends or colleagues saying like transition of spaces are not as easy as I expected. But I imagine some of the technology changes and some of those new building materials, 3D printing and 3D building, and probably some of those 5G technologies can help us to move into that direction. And cities, the functions will stay, so many different types of functions. It's just the form might look slightly different than what we see right now. Probably not so many skyscrapers, gigantic open office buildings, probably very individualized with distinct characteristics for those buildings.
There were a lot of temporary or semi-permanent changes made, including dividers with plexiglass and capacity limits. Do you think those kinds of measures will stick around, or what do you think might happen to them?
I hope not. And from the design perspective, we like the spaces to kind of encourage interaction rather than separating into individual spaces. But one thing I could imagine, and I guess I expect, is that we want a little bit more individualized spaces for workers, even if we sit in a large office buildings. Probably we are not as cramped as right now, and all the companies or all the offices, they try to maximize the usage of the spaces. Probably in the future, there is more space between individual working stations, and we could use that space more individualized rather than have a uniformed function or form.
And do you think that having those individualized spaces might increase people's productivity?
I definitely. And there are so many tech companies going that route. And when we have more luxury, commercial cities like Milwaukee, when we have more options, if workers can work at home and we can take turns, alternate our working schedule, that means we could have more spaces, individual spaces in our companies, in our offices, then there is more chances for us to have larger space where we feel comfortable and we can still interact with coworkers and clients more efficiently.
Is there anything else you're paying attention to or that you think is important to note about the changing needs of our environment due to the pandemic?
I think there are short-term and long-term solutions, and for us, we always look at the long-term change in cities, particularly because the built environment, the buildings and the infrastructure stay here for so long, for hundreds of years. So right now we are adapting like the internal, and we adopt some immediate measures to change our workplaces or to change our home offices. But we need to think in the long run, and we need to think about the long-term trend in terms of public health, in terms of people's well-being, especially mental well-being. And we need to think about technology as well. And we have to combine all those considerations together so that we can build the cities for the next hundreds of years.
Ling Tianhu is a professor and chair of the Urban Planning Department at UW-Milwaukee. She spoke with Lake Effect's Becca Schimmel about how she expects our built environment to change in light of this pandemic. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll check back in with the owner and chef of Lazy Susan in Milwaukee to see how their model of carryout only has been working. But first, we'll explore a new book of bilingual poetry and hear from the author about how time in isolation helped him create it. That's coming up on Lake Effect here on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.